Auxiliary Services Director Chris Knight informed the board a meeting had been arranged for July 24th with Arkansas Department of Education's Facilities Division concerning the high school building. The meeting was, however, postponed until the state fire marshal toured the facility and submitted his final report on how to best proceed with improvements. The marshal took his tour last Wednesday, and officials are awaiting the report. Knight also addressed the track around Bomber Stadium. In July, Mountain Home Athletic Director Mitch Husky told KTLO Class Kits in the Boot News the previous track surface had been stripped off, and that remains the only thing that has happened. Knight told the board that the company hired to resurface the track has delayed the project on multiple occasions. He added other options are being explored to get the project started. One of the items voted on by the board was the proposal to update the stipend schedule. Superintendent Allison Dewey recommended the approval of $1,500 for the addition of a spirit squad in 7th grade. The board unanimously agreed. Another matter was bus driver pay during the recent innovative readiness training. The team providing free medical, vision, and dental screenings last month was housed at Mount Home Junior High School and bused to their workstation in Yaleville. And Mount Home bus drivers also provided transportation to and from Springfield. The Northwest Arkansas Economic Development District agreed to reimburse the district for the services at a rate of $16 per hour for each driver. The board unanimously accepted the rate. In addition, the board unanimously approved the 2023-2024 budget, multiple student transfers, the handbook for the Navy Junior ROTC, and guidance for classroom library selections. The board also approved several personnel moves following a nearly hour and a half executive session. The personnel moves can be viewed with this story at KTLO.com. I'm Matt Sharp reporting.